I'd ask for a show of hands, but it's kind of ridiculous. How many of you believe in God? And all of you hopefully would raise your hands because you're here today. But I might also ask, how many of you have cast out demons in his name? How many of you have spoken new tongues? How many of you have picked up snakes in your hands? You're crazy. How many of you have drank poison and not been harmed? And how many of you have laid hands on the sick and they will recover? And all of us could probably find one thing in there that we would qualify for us. But do we have to have all five? And is it just those five? What qualifies us as having believed? Because Jesus says in the gospel today that these five signs will accompany those who believe. So does it indicate some spiritual progress if I've gotten four but not five? Well, yes and no. Jesus' point is that there should be external signs that accompany our belief. If there truly is belief, there's some exterior manifestation of it. In fact, St. Augustine of Canterbury said that a sacrament is an outward sign of an inward reality. Isn't that what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today? An outward sign of something inward that's going on. I think one of the challenges for us as Christians is knowing how does that come about? How does it manifest itself? And which precedes the other? Does my faith come first, and then because I believe so strongly, there are works that come from it, these outward signs? Or do sometimes the works precede the faith? St. Paul teaches us that both faith and works come through grace. It's God's action within us, but sometimes one comes before the other. There are people who need to act first, and then the belief, the faith, the presence of God will follow as a result of the action. I remember reading about the life of St. Francis in college, and one of the things he was scared to death of was lepers, people with these sores all over their body, right? And so one of the first things he did when he experienced this conversion, he felt called to action. And so he went to a leper colony and he bathed and kissed their wounds. And how he felt afterwards was just full of the presence of God. There are other people, who many other saints, who felt the presence of God in their lives, and so they went out and acted. I've been reading lately a biography of St. Philip Neri, who had this great experience of the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it transformed the way he acted. Brothers and sisters, at any given time in your life, the same is true for you. Sometimes God is asking you to act so that the faith will follow. Sometimes he is asking you to have faith so that actions may follow. We must also keep in mind that everybody's gift is slightly different. This is the essence of stewardship. Stewardship is defined as the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares them in love of God and neighbor. Recognizing our gifts and then sharing them, right? Recognizing what God has given us internally, and then there's some exterior manifestation of it. But everybody's gifts are different. And one of the errors that we can often fall into as Christians is comparing our gifts with others. We say, oh, that guy over there, he's got a lot of money. He does a lot for the church. Does that mean you don't? Remember the widow who went up and gave one penny and gave more than anybody else that day. Everyone is gifted differently. And so these exterior signs of faith, we can't judge them by their amount or how they compare to each other, because they are manifestations of something interior. When I hear the word signs, I often think of road signs. I think partly because I took two trips back-to-back to Colorado a couple months ago. One was to help my brother move into the middle of nowhere, where he remains and won't come home, despite our trying to get him to come back. And I look at those road signs. Road signs do several things. Number one, they point people in the right direction, right? So I go up 135, and if I'm not careful, I miss the exit to go west to Denver. And I end up in godforsaken Nebraska, right? Signs also warn us. I remember driving through, when I was west of Denver, you go through these mountain passes, right? And they would have signs that say steep grade. Or I remember driving in, I was near Pikes Peak with my brother. We had some time to kill, so we went for a drive, and it said steep drop off, soft soil. And I'm like, why did you tell me that? Because it just makes me more nervous. I'll follow the lines in the road and I'll be fine, right? They warn us. They also tell us how far we have to go. Remember, my dad taught me as a kid to take the number on the sign where it tells you, you know, how far it is to the next city and divide it by 55, right? Because that used to be the speed on the highway. Now you get to divide it by like 70, which is awesome. I usually divide it by 60 because that factors in a bathroom break. But they tell you how far you have to go or how near you are. And brothers and sisters, signs have the same three effects in our lives. These exterior witnesses of our faith, guys, they're not just for us. The way you live out your faith are signs to other people. Remember, what's the definition of stewardship? The grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares them. In other words, brothers and sisters, the way you live out your faith can do these same three things. They can point people either closer to God or further away from God. They tell people the right direction to go or the wrong direction to go. These external manifestations of your faith can be as simple as the way you make the sign of the cross. If I'm a new Christian or a new Catholic or maybe a guest in our church today, and I see you come into church and I see you do this, and then I see the next person reverently making the sign of the cross, whose faith has been demonstrated, right? Now granted, I can't compare the inward disposition of those persons. Maybe that person who kind of waved their hand around their face, they're so new to Christianity, they don't know how to make the sign of the cross, right? But for many of us, we actually have the power to demonstrate a better faith, and we don't. Signs can also warn people away from danger. St. Paul says that if we don't warn a fellow Christian of an impending spiritual danger, then we are the ones who will take upon the punishment due to them. So if we have a friend who's living in sin, maybe they're living with somebody outside the context of marriage, and we don't warn them that that is against God's law, guess who gets part of the punishment? We do, because we didn't do our job to warn them. And certainly we have to do that in a charitable way, in a loving way, but we also can't be too chicken to do it. Thirdly, signs inspire people by letting them know how far their journey is yet. When I see somebody really holy, and I see some of you out in the congregation today, you inspire me to want to keep going, to want to do a better job in my own spiritual life. And hopefully we can do the same for others, that there are people who maybe aren't as far along in their spiritual journey and they see us and the way we practice our faith, and maybe we can inspire them along their journey. I want you to think a moment about your own life. When are the times when God has asked you to step out in faith, to act, when you didn't necessarily feel it? When are the times when God actually gave you a feeling, a great faith, a great fervency for the faith that caused you to act? Brothers and sisters, both are needed in the spiritual life. And if you can't pick up snakes, what can you do? Stewardship is recognizing and receiving God's gifts and sharing them in love of God and neighbor. Your stewardship is a sign, a demonstration of your faith. And what are you a sign of? Do you point people towards Christ or away from Christ? Towards the sacred or towards the secular? The external manifestation of your faith in your life, by the way you live, does it point people closer to Christ or further away? Do you warn people of danger? And does the external practice of your faith encourage others to keep going or discourage them? These signs will accompany those who believe. What signs accompany your belief? And what do those signs do for others?